Hello and welcome to Foodocracy for Her. Foodocracy for Her is an award-winning podcast and India's longest-running podcast to feature women in the F&B industry. I am Kalyan Karmalkar, your host, and I'm coming to you after a bit of a break, you could say a festive break. For us Bengalis, it was Durga Puja, Lakshmi Puja, and Kali Puja. Diwali, of course, Saal Mubarak to the Gujaratis. And today we're going to have a very interesting young lady, whose name is Nandini Deb, and there she is. So Nandini is actually a singer from Showa Bajar, and she's done a song picturized on Tiger Shroff and his lead heroine. What is she doing in Foodocracy for Her? We'll find out. So hi Nandini, how are you?
Hi sir, how are you?
I am good.
I did finally meet. I'm really sorry. We've been really postponing.
No. That's fine.
Thank you.
Understood. I mean, it's been a very busy season for you, and lots of openings, lots of this thing. So, I was introducing you as, first of all, a girl from Showa Bajar in Kolkata. So Showa Bajar is pretty close to Mitra Cabin and Allen's, right? Yes. Have you been to these places?
Yeah, it's Mitro Cafe. Basically, it was one of, it's like my half childhood has like been there because it's just 2 minutes away from my house.
Okay, so they're near the metro station.
Yeah, it is. My house is just near the metro station. Mollik Bari, the one which is just right on the like on three crossing. So it is just behind that. So
what are your favorite dishes over there?
The Kovirati? Fish fry for sure, fish fry, brain chop, which was one of my favorite snack. I have never got that kind of a chop ever in my life. I
so the Kolkata chop, which is like a croquet, right? Which is
correct.
Yeah, because the Parsis do a bhejanu cutlets, but that is a flat thing, very different.
Yeah, so this
I've
one
never
is
tried a bhejanu.
Inside it used to be like really, really oozy and juicy, like how a melting mutton can be.
Yeah.
And then from the outside, it used to be really crunchy because we used to go and have it as hot as it had been served.
Yeah.
So we really got the perfect taste of how it should be, you know.
So when I went there, I had the fish Kobiraji, which is, of course, the famous thing.
Yeah.
And have you been to Allen's for the prawn cutlet? That's also close.
It is, again, like, as you've been, Mitro Cafe, Allen, and my house, it's like 1 minute of distance.
Wow.
We are just all together. That, and Chittoranjan is like 5 minutes from us. So
that's a sweet shop.
In fact, my father's restaurant used to be just beside Mitro Cafe. It is still there. So we used to have a biryani shop there.
Oh, wow.
And I still remember that, you know, as a kid, I used to go there and I used to like, again, go and try and eat my biryani, everything. But every evening, my thing was like, I have to have my biryani, but go there, have the fish fry, cutlet, whatever is there.
Wow.
So my dad used to just go mad because a lot of bill used to come for me, my sister. We used to just say, khata hai likhe na. Just write it down.
Yeah. And later, did you take your friends there from school, college and all that for treats?
Yeah. And I think you have also grown up the Central Calcutta. The entire Central Calcutta and North Calcutta is filled with all this crazy food that we can think of Calcutta.
Yeah. So I'm a South Calcutta boy, but I spent 5 years in Central Calcutta because my college was there. Do you want to fix your phone? Because it looks like, you know, it's you're like on a boat.
Is it like hazy, sir?
No. It's absolutely clear. It's just the phone is wobbling a bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's fine. I mean, the light and everything is just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
1 second.
Yeah.
Is it okay now?
So I think all the Calcutta chat was making us, you know, unsettled. So I'm a South Calcutta boy, but I spent 5 years in College Street because presidency, and then ISWBM. And your school was at Loretto Bow Bazaar.
Yes, correct.
So did you go to what was the sweet shop over there with Loretto?
The
Bow Bazaar. There was
Bhimchandra.
And the Mishti Doi was like really famous over there.
Yeah. Kacha Kolla, Bhimchandra.
Yeah, and the Mishti Putiram. And the Putiram Mishti Doi.
Oh, Oh, yes, absolutely.
So I'd gone back before the pandemic to College Street, and it was fine, good fun. And
Yeah.
once with our friends, we'd gone to Allen and this thing. But guys, don't be scared because there's not going to be a discussion on Kolkata.
I
So
know.
Nandini,
Yes.
you're a singer, and in
Yes.
fact, your grandmom was a Thumri singer, and you know, there's been music in your family. I think your mom was also a singer.
Yes.
Yeah. So you sort of came to Mumbai to sing. You've actually done one movie, right?
Yeah.
So who was the heroine whose voice you did? So
So
Tiger
this
Shroff and
was that was I forgot her name
okay,
myself because
but Tiger Shroff is
she
like
was a new,
really
no, yeah, she was a new girl, I think,
it's there on the web.
from Munna Michael.
I was
Yeah.
just seeing it, so I'll tell you. But Tiger Shroff, of course, is quite the
Yeah.
in thing. Then you've done it for a Bengali
Correct.
film.
Because I think she was also, it was the first movie that she was doing with Tiger Shroff.
Yeah, so
Kriti something, I think.
not Kriti
No, not Kriti Sanon.
Sanon, no? Siddharth Basu, Tiger Shroff. Okay. Anyway, so let's this thing. So given that the fact that you are a singer, and Durga Puja just happened, so normally like singers and people into music
Yes.
would be performing in some puja, whether it's in Mumbai or Kolkata or anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
But when I went to the Bandra Durga Puja, I saw your stall, Habu Dubu, and Habu Dubu means like you're it's you're sort of floating. Yeah, it's like in English, it's like that shit
Like
happens, and
immersing. Yeah, you're
yeah
like,
yeah yeah Habu
yeah.
Dubu is like immersing, but not in a calm philosophical way
No,
of
yeah, not in
immersing.
that
yeah yeah
way.
you're like
Yeah,
you're
in a fun
yeah I
way.
mean, there's no English translation, so but it almost looked like you were doing Habu Dubu, because you were in the cash counter of Habu Dubu, and I think that most people were gravitating towards that stall because they were seeing a certain good quality which was there, and there were tons of people coming. And I remember when I walked in, you were telling someone that, "Madam, it'll be ready in 20 minutes," and this that. So, how come the movement from singing to food, or is it that you're still singing and also food, but you're quite serious about food, because you've been in this even before the lockdown and everything opened up, like when the pandemic was going on.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. So firstly, music is the my prime focus, and it has always been, and it will always be. But while pandemic and for the second question, which I had to answer, that yes, I'm actually doing my music as well as my food. So while lockdown, obviously food was something that I have grown up with because my entire family was into it, like my father's father, his father. So they used to run catering services,
Wow.
and my dad's father used to be, basically he's the one who has actually trained my father. He's trained me, so we have grown up watching him making the best kind of meat, pulao, the
So this
cutlets,
is
kohiladdi.
father's father. Father's
Correct,
father.
my
So
father's father.
Thakur Da,
Yes,
Thakur Da, right? Yeah,
correct,
yeah.
Thakur Da. So he was
So
a
the men
zamindar.
in your family used to cook.
Oh yes.
Okay,
In
so
fact,
that's
my
okay.
dadu taught my mom. When my mom came, she was just 17 years old, and
Okay.
my father told her to make some egg curry. I still remember, they have
Yes.
a story. So my
Jeevan
mom
Dalna.
was very, very few. She was like, okay, first time I have to go and cook egg curry. So she went and she made the paste, however, whatever it is possible, but she didn't know that she had to boil the egg and give it. So she took the egg, she dipped it in the curry, she gave it to my father and my grandfather, and my grandfather is looking at her, and
As
that
in
is when my
she didn't crack the egg.
nothing, she just took the egg and in the curry she just dipped it, and that's how it is. Now you
Yeah,
have
maybe it's some Chinese preparation, like it's gonna cook in the egg and then you take it out, crack it.
Yeah,
The 100-year-old egg is
she
the
guessed
Chinese
it
have.
somehow that this is how it should be, but it was crazy. So that's when my dad, that when my grandfather was like, this is not how my Boma will be cooking. So from that day, my grandfather taught all the kind of food that my mom knows. But my grandmother is again an exceptionally good cook. Like
grandmom as in mom's mom.
My mom, yeah. So now Dadu sir, my mother's mom.
Didima.
Yeah.
Didima.
Correct,
okay.
Didima. So Thakuda was Bangal and Didima is proper Ghoti. So both the combination, my Dida used to make.
Okay, I'm going to just stop you for a second. So yeah. For people who don't know what is Bangal Ghoti.
Oh, yeah.
So Bangal refers to the Bengalis who originally what was in what's called East Bengal after it was divided by Lord Curzon and then East Pakistan and now Bangladesh. In fact, my roots are from there as well. And Ghotis are from the west of Bengal, so which is now Bengal and part of and India. And so which makes you a Bati, right?
Correct. In fact, that's
Bati is where the parents, either parent is Ghoti and the other one is Bangal. So Bati, which also means a bowl, which just struck me that, you know, you fill a bowl with stuff, right? So this never struck me, but you've actually been, your bowl has come in with Ghoti influence and Bangal influence.
Correct. Absolutely. I think I still remember when I was growing, I used to only see food happening and nothing else because my Thakuda used to make something. So my grandmother used to see and she used to make something else. So they both had their own thing to give their grandchildren the best kind of food. So we used to...
But there are different houses, right? I mean, your mom... But she was also from North.
They used to basically come... So every evening or maybe every afternoon, there used to be a proper feast. So either my grandfather... used to cook something where my grandmother used to come with Dadu. Otherwise,
and they were quite close by.
Dadu was Shobha Bajar, my Thakur Dada, and my Dada was Hedua. So we were
okay. So Hedua's were Scottish Church colleges,
just
right?
Scottish Church College.
Ah,
correct.
So that's correct. That's also then the Gol Bajar Koshamangsha must be close by.
Yes, Gol Bajar.
So every day there was a food jugalbandi. So as a kid, were you very plump? Because obviously now I'm not sure how much you eat now.
I was 85 kgs.
Okay. As a kid, at what age?
I was 85. And
I don't blame you. If there was so much good food happening, I would be 185.
Totally. And I used to always tell my parents that you can't.
And on top of that, access to free biryani.
Correct. No, my literally, you won't believe, sir, my father stopped the stove for me because I was eating everything that was left out. Like the leftover used to never go on waste because I was the one. I was like, I'm going to eat, no worries. So my dad said, no, my daughter is like really putting on. And he literally stopped. He said, no, let me just shut the store. Otherwise, it's not possible. She'll be really getting weight. Coming back to where we were talking about
singing music. And then the food.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but I was very, very as a girl, I am very, very, you know, I have that feeling of doing something by myself. I like going out. I'm fearless. I like to do things which are challenging. Like even from my industry.
So Royal Bengal Tigress.
Oh yeah, totally.
Royal Bengal Tigress. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, while I was doing this food, my music industry people, they were looking at me in a very different way. To be honest,
Mumbai or Bengal?
In Mumbai.
Calcutta.
In Mumbai.
Because in Calcutta also you sung with some small bands for practice, right?
Yeah, yeah. But actually, in Bombay, everybody when it comes to music industry. I started doing shows with all this, you know, Sonu Nigam or maybe Shan. So we are all in a good touch with each other.
Yes,
we know what we are doing in each other's life. But I'm saying the entire vibe.
And many Bengalis also, like Shan is Bengali. Sukritna is almost half Bengali.
Correct.
you're talking Bangla and the Puja.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Pita, who's from my college.
Taking food in while doing Corona, what happened that everybody used to look at me like, oh, Nandini, you're a singer. How are you doing this? How are you? You know, I felt...
Yeah, because even I was wondering that when you set up and, you know, we tried your biryani from this thing. So, like, I was wondering, like a singer. Yeah. So,
Actually, nobody thought that I will be taking this so seriously because everybody thought, acha, singing hai, wo nahi chal raha hai, tu iske liye shayad usne chalu kar diya hai. And that's how it works. But I am a person that if I really love something, I have always made sure that I'm doing it, like I'm starting it in this way. Like I never thought that I will just start it and leave it. But
Yes.
I think you have seen me in my journey with the food, because
Yeah.
I started with you and I have not left anything, but I've been always taking a pace and leap with my journey, and I want to like go on with it in a nice pace and not really hurry things
Yeah,
up.
because things have opened up, right? And
Correct.
I'm sure like now music and everything's opened
Oh,
up.
yeah,
And
absolutely.
if that is your core
It's getting difficult
sort of
for me.
passion and livelihood, but you've stuck onto this.
Oh,
So
yeah.
because a lot of people after the pandemic, they stopped their enterprises because, you know,
Correct.
jobs resumed and all of that. Nothing wrong with that. But
Correct.
you've, you know, so what drives you? I mean,
Food. Absolutely. The answer is food. It really drives me. It gives me that kind of a meditative feeling where nobody is telling me what to do, but just my kind of a feeling. And this is the exact feeling that I go through when I'm on stage, when I'm literally giving my best self to so that everybody enjoys what I am doing on stage. This is the exact thing probably when I do my food. It's very similar. But with food, the kind of senses which I go through is very different again with music. It gives
Sometimes
me...
I sing while cooking, but
Yeah.
or hum, but hopefully no one can hear that, because then they would evacuate the building. So then, and if I hum something and then I put it on Instagram, so I use that tune. So when you started the business during lockdown,
Yeah.
Was it for the financial need, or was it more because you were getting frustrated, like all of us, like everyone was,
So,
and many people started, or was it a mix of two? Because
it
you're
was,
also like living by yourself, you're independent,
yeah.
You and
So,
I think your partner Nirvan who run
correct.
This.
Correct.
So I mean, you guys are, I mean, you're in a big
Yes.
city, an expensive city. Yeah.
Exactly. I feel the first foremost important thing is that I don't like to sit idle. I am a person that I've been working from when I was in club, you know, like around 13, 14 years old, because then I started.
Now I'm feeling suspicious that how Khatia, Bati or Bengali you are. I like, for example, I'm very happy. Like, you know, like today we did a thing. We are doing it in the evening. So I did a nice sort of bhat goom after some tension in the cats outside. But yeah, a Bengali who loves to work too much and then running a business also, Bhatte.
Oh, yes.
This is the new age of Bengalis.
I am absolutely mad when it comes to work. I really love to. The first reason was that when my dad said, "Ke, come back home, because I think now you're not having some more work there. Come back home and you can chill. You know, you can okayly rest here." That was not what I wanted to do. In fact, that was a kind of realization when I was not doing my music. I went kind of my own deep down realization that if music stops ever,
yes,
in my life. That was a kind of a awakening that probably it was very personal, but it helped me to realize or understand as who I want and what gives me happiness, like pure bliss.
And what is that?
And food gives me. Food gives me that all answer, because I feel absolutely very happy when I treat my friends, my family, whoever knows me for the last so many years in Bombay, or many or my friends in Calcutta, they know that if I go to Nandini's house, or maybe if I meet her, she will absolutely make sure that that person doesn't leave home without food. They have to eat. They have to eat with
yes.
me. You have to meet me complete, hands down, eat with me.
And if your friends are dieting, because you're from show business and you know many of them are dieting.
And I give them good diet charts also, because I am fit. I eat and then I take
Yes, you are very,
them.
Very fit. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm like, I give them the food and I'm like, okay, you can work out and you can equally be fit.
So initially you were cooking out of house, out of your home.
Yes.
In the initial business. And
Correct.
And it was a, you know, when you started the business also, I was a bit confused, because you were Bengali and you were doing home recipes, and your brand at that time was called Bangali Babu. And we're going to talk
Correct.
To you about how that changed to Habu Dubu. I mean, a lot of Bangali Babus are like Habudubu, of course, if that's worth. But you were also doing an Awadhi kitchen.
Correct.
Where there was
the
like, you know, biryani. Lucknow kitchen. So and Lucknow food is very different from your, I'm sure, from your dad's biryani and the Calcutta. Like if your dad did a Rizala, It's very different from the Lucknow
Yeah.
Rezala. So how come you diversified into these? Because a lot of people who started during the pandemic chose one cuisine, mostly their own, whether
Yeah.
Kerala, Assamese, or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So I will give this thing to my music. Why I'll tell you, because music gave me all the opportunities to travel the world. I have been traveling from a very, very young age, and I can't even probably now remember how many countries that I've been or
You're
seen or
saying
anything.
you've traveled from music performances
Oh,
across the world.
yes. So this, in
Wow.
fact, this year I'm performing for the FIFAs for at Qatar. So this is one of the
Wow.
hats on.
Wow. In one
Yeah.
of the earlier World Cups, it was Shakira, right? So
Yes. 11th of
yeah,
December,
not
this is
bad.
my first performance there. So I, in fact, when I travel, now my dad or my parents, they were also very shocked to
So
understand and
from
to
what
see.
age have you been traveling? From what age have you been traveling?
I think I started traveling around like when I passed my class 10, that my
Oh, so before your 12th
professionally.
and all that, huh?
Yeah.
That'll be like 16 or something.
Yeah,
Yeah,
professionally I
wow.
started traveling from then. And
Wow.
then I
And you
still
manage your school and college while
oh yeah,
traveling.
so I couldn't
Oh,
finish
good.
my college because I already took up music professionally when I was on my
Okay.
first year. I had to leave college because I couldn't come and attend classes. I had to go do my shows. So I
Fair enough.
dropped because I was and then I came to Bombay because I think around on my second year when I decided that I won't be able to continue anymore because it was getting very, very difficult.
Yes.
In
And you
fact,
wanted to be in the Hindi industry. You didn't necessarily want to be in the Toliganj,
oh
Bengali
no, I never
singing
wanted to
industry.
be there.
Ah.
Yeah, because I think I was
Because I believe there's a lot of Bangla music happening now. I'm a bit disconnected with it, but there's Bangla rock, and I mean a lot more than when I was in Calcutta, right?
yes,
It's quite progressive,
I was
the
not
Calcutta music
interested
scene. Okay.
actually much in Bengali music because I felt Bengali is a very difficult language to understand as a whole. When I was
Huh.
growing up, I felt all those because I started learning like Rabindra Sangeet and Nojul Giti. So I used
Yes.
to see the kind
All
of beat.
Bengali girls learn that, and all Bengali boys learn the tabla. I mean, not me,
Correct.
but
We
yes.
are we can't be left out. It's like
And
mandatory.
if it's a arranged marriage sort of situation and the boy comes to see it, then the girl will sing, no, first get some Luchi Alu Dum made by her and then sing
Oh.
Rabindra Sangeet. I don't know if it still happens. Or
Yeah.
if I'll get cancelled for saying that for the woke generation.
I
But
think
yeah.
every all Bengalis are like almost everybody that I know that they are trained in any kind of classical form
Or
of
tabla at least, yeah. I
yeah.
wanted to do guitar in school, but my mom said
Very
focus on your
difficult
studies.
guitar.
But we're coming back to your Lucknowi food. Yes. So
Yes.
why Lucknow?
So now the closest food that I used to feel cooking Bengali and Calcutta food, which I used to cook from a very young age. Being in the family, everybody used to make food. So when I was like probably 9, 10 years old, I used to make food, biryani, pulao, and I used to make those and I had to give it to my parents. They used to eat it and tell me ki, what is wrong or right. Generally, my mom never used to eat because my mom was very, finicky, ki, no, it will be some rubbish food. But my dad used to be very, very, ki, whatever it is, whatever you'll make, I'll eat it. Don't worry. He was very, very supportive with making,
And dads have the soft corner for their daughters,
Oh yeah, absolutely. So my
I
mom used to like, you're wasting all my, fish and mutton and all those.
think.
Dad used to be, it's okay, absolutely fine. Let her cook and like enjoy herself.
Yes,
So
yes.
now the closest masala that the kind of the spice blend that I used to like is Mughlai. The spice blend that I like.
The Kolkata Mughlai.
No, as in as a overall Audi and
Ha,
the
the no,
Mughlai.
yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not fond of too much of North Indian cuisine myself.
You're talking the Punjabi sort of thing, or you're
Yeah,
saying?
correct. Like I don't understand their blend much. Like personally,
Okay.
if you ask me, I can make much more better Mughlai, Audi, Calcutta, and that zone of food rather than
Yes.
understanding that blend. And I think that is one of my plus point is that I love spices. I make them at home. I blend it at home. Like I really feel that I get that kind of like as a joy as a kid, I would say that when I blend something, then I kind of taste okay, if I put Javitri less in this or probably a Jaipur less let in that, what can go wrong and what can happen? I think that kind of fun that I have with spices, that is where Lucknow food has gone deep down to me. And I have really traveled a lot for my shows to UP because of a lot of gigs that I've done. In fact, my sir, who actually got me from Bombay, from Calcutta, I did a show which was called Voice of Calcutta. So he was basically one of the trainers and who was the trainer from Lucknow. So he used to train me a lot and I used to go there and have...
And was that classical music that he would train you in? Or?
Yes, yes. It was semi-classical music. Not like hardcore classical, semi-classical. Because I took that... I mean, I really never too much enjoyed...
Adunik Sangeet. When you're in Kolkata on TV, it would come like Shama Sangeet, Rovindranath Sangeet, and then Adunik Sangeet, which would be modern.
Yes. My great-grandmother was the first Thumri classical singer of Calcutta. Wow. I never used to take all this like seriously when I grew up, and then I really felt the kind of seriousness you need to put in kind of
the
training.
Riyas and the,
That it's like sadhana, mostly. You can't really now... that kind of music doesn't happen in Bollywood anymore.
So I did sadhana when I went to Lucknow, but it was like my sadhana was going to Idris and Wahid and to trying out the biryani and then going to Kunde.
Like,
so that was my sort of sadhana. But I didn't come back knowing how to make the biryani and the galavati. So from trying out to making, how did that happen to you?
So I used to, I love reading and I love watching YouTube or skills of big chefs working their skills out. What are the kind of cooking, techniques that is involved? What is the kind of, I think the learning that is there in today's world that is available right now. If anyone who's interested to do anything, I think it is out there. They have to just give their full, 100% towards not only just understanding, but towards, making it, making repetitive mistake. Because when I started making my galoti, I still remember, I took around like 20 times to make the perfect blend, to make the perfect spice that I want. Because there are certain tastes that you remember as who you are and what is the taste that you like. Your palate just knows it.
Yes. Because they're galautis and galautis, but you might like, the tunde more, or Delhi has this particular thing. And
And I think every shop that you have from Lucknow also, every galauti is so different. Like some are very spicy, some are less spicy. Some are meaty, some are very, very, So it's very different than what we all like. So like for me, I have had one of my best galotis in Damphukt. In fact, one of the best nihari.
In Damphukt in ITC. I think Damphukt has kakori. But but the galotis is part of the good makeup.
Kakori nihari.
Yes. Nihari. But the nihari at Damphukt is fabulous.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Once I had for breakfast, I called it over. And when I was staying at ITC last time, I had it for breakfast.
I keep looking at all the food that you eat and I learn so much from there. I
from me, you can only learn how to eat.
I think so. What you do is to...
Hey, don't call me sir. I call me Kalyan or at the most Kolanda here because you're from Cal, but don't call me sir. Yes, it is my mom is saying with this white beard, I'm looking old. Yeah, I'll send her. So Kenna says, send her a picture of George Clooney. I said she won't know. So...
I have seen, I think, all I have followed almost all your entire Insta, everything to understand the kind of food that you love. It's not even like funny. How do you actually maintain also so well?
I think that I think after COVID, when I had my blood sugar and herpes spike, so I think that's when I became a bit more conscious about eating. And Riyankola, who's my dietitian, also gave me a very sustainable diet.
Yeah, which
so
can be followed.
Think, that of course there have been transgressions, like when I went to Calcutta, and then the pujos when I had your the rolls and the noodles. But so your galauti, biryani, everything, you sort of in a way self-taught. You
Oh,
tried
yes,
them, then you
self-taught.
saw
Totally
methods on
self-taught.
YouTube.
Everything.
So how was it running two diverse cuisines? Because you were running Bengali, you were running Lucknowi in Mumbai. There's a decent amount of people claiming to do Lucknowi. So there's, I mean, at the top end, there's Dampok. Mudit is doing some great stuff at our out table, but there's more, right? So you had to like carve an identity for yourself. In Bangla, it was slightly easier because I don't think anyone's really been
Because
that
that's my
strong.
taste. Correct.
Yeah, and there's it's still not an established market. Like I don't think that, especially with Bhojari going back and Kolkata's of course at the higher end. And even among the home chefs, I think they're yet to sort of establish themselves. So how was the experience of running two different things? And you're new to the cooking industry. You're not
Yeah,
family
I still run
trained.
Lucknowi Chop, sir.
You
I
don't
still
have
run
a
this chain.
godfather in the cooking industry. And I mean it in a good way, like some chef advising you or guiding you.
Yeah,
So,
actually, sir, no one really is there to guide me, and I
huh.
wish that would have been, but I keep it. I take all my suggestions from you also. You know me,
Huh,
whenever
but I
I'm
can guide you in the
I start.
marketing or maybe like
Yeah,
a bit on
but
my
sir, nobody
feedback.
really has, because I think as a singer that I have gone through my journey as a whole, whatever that I have been doing with my music was a self-taught way to understand that, girl from Shobha Bazaar in Bombay doing, making her way out was a journey of understanding that how you should actually channelize yourself. That has probably helped me to
So
do what
in
you
music
want.
also you sing different types of things, songs.
Oh,
I mean, I don't really know the, I mean, I know the classical sort of definitions, but just give me an example of maybe two, three different types of music
so
which you
let's say,
focus
sir,
on.
it's let's say if I have to tell you diversify, let's say today if a singer is doing music as a playback singer, that person does not just has to concentrate there, but also your live singing, like a live
And then
stage.
you're singing with different singers or
Correct.
different songs.
Yeah. Also in playback industry, there you have to be well versed with a lot of other languages that can really help you.
And also
Also
different heroines have different personalities. So if you're trying to match one
correct.
heroine and the and now they've got such distinct personalities, unlike
Correct.
before.
I think, sir, right now the entire world wants everyone to be an entrepreneur. Like being a singer, I have felt that I am taking care of my Insta, doing a singing, I'm posting. So, if you see, everybody
It's
is
more
trying to
authentic
sell.
then. It's more authentic than giving it to an agency. And I like what you said because I'm seeing a lot of comedians as startups, sorry, stand-ups, not startups. And you like their acts in the beginning, but after a while, and some really famous one and they sing great work which they do, but they get into one this thing. So they're either doing only that, Lajpat Nagar accent or the
Correct.
Dadar colony accent or
Correct.
Marathi thing, and then it gets a bit boring. I mean, so you're saying that versatility mindset helped you to run both of these.
And also I think so. I think this helped me as a whole, as in my journey, has helped me that to know how to channelize yourself. Like let's say today, I remember when I just started food. Why would I approach you? If you remember, sir, I approached you when my first food was to you, sir. My first,
Lots of food. Lots of food, yes.
yeah, correct.
I remember
So,
there was biryani and galati for sure.
yeah,
And
correct. And so, if you remember, sir,
And it
that
was not
was
the
my.
Kolkata biryani because it
No,
was
it was
actually
not.
from a
It
Lucknowi
was
kitchen in any
yes, it
case.
was love because I actually blend two kind of blend, which is the biryani blend for the Calcutta blend and the Lucknowi blend. So it
And
was
you said that it's not a
correct.
Lucknowi thing. It's a Lucknowi thing.
I meant, sir, that I think channelizing yourself and going and approaching to the right people helps you to reach the right kind of people that you want in your business. Like let's say today when I wanted my plate of food to be served, I didn't approach Sonu Nigam. I approached you. I meant that that kind of understanding was my own journey of becoming a singer here, like
And
telling
some
the
of my
words.
friends also really liked your food, Kunal Vijayakar and Samir Malkani, and then Kunal featured you on his channel. You've done the Bar Bank thing with Samir. So
Correct.
it's nice. I mean the food world. But There's, I mean, while your family has been into the food business and you've seen that as a kid, but still there's a difference between, cooking for friends or family or self versus running a business and that too on a sustained basis, making that same consistency, same
Correct.
this thing. And then people have diverse tastes. Like sometimes when I've tried your Bengali food, sometimes I've told you it's very home-like. Sometimes I've told you this has been too
Correct.
oily. So,
Correct.
there are different.
Correct.
People also have different tastes, so there'll be some people who want that, the Riyaz, as they say, the oil and this.
Yes.
So how did you get this customer consistency of
So
what you're giving to your customers?
very, very rightly. So now this has been our 6th 7th month as a when we started doing professionally in our kitchen.
Just 7 months, wow. And you've done so much in them that I thought it'll be at least 1.5 years or something.
No, as 6 months as the kitchen, I'm saying, but before that, it's been 2.5 years now. All over, yeah, because we are at BKC, we are doing all the kind of gigs.
At the Jio World, right? You
Yeah, so
did
we are
it.
there for Friday, Saturdays, we are there.
Still now?
Yeah, so now
Oh.
next Friday, Saturday also will be there.
Not this Saturday?
No, yeah, they like
Oh.
coming Saturday will be there.
I'll be at Jio World Drive on Saturday
Yeah,
for a
come
panel
over, sir.
discussion. Yeah. So I
Come
think
over.
we'll finish at 4:30. I'll
Come
come. Oh,
over.
wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what we have right now so decided is this now today, Nirvan and me, we both never, we have no one here to help us to run the business.
Yes.
And I think everything requires a certain amount of money
I
that
think he was also with you at the puja counter, no? Managing the.
yeah, he was there. He's always there with me when he's always there helping me and everything. So I think the learning that we had when we came to kitchen, before that we were at Babang when we were doing business when when we were actually facing our audience, facing them and understanding what the food they're
And I
liking.
remember you telling me how you were enjoying that and,
Oh,
going up to
absolutely. It
the
was
people,
super fun.
explaining Bengali food. Durga Puja is different. Like everyone knows, Bengali food, people who come
Correct.
there. And the few people who don't know, like the Bengalis will be explaining. But
Correct.
Babang, Juhu, it was an open
We enjoyed
audience.
the most. So I think that is where we realized, that is where both Nirban and me realized that we can do it. You know, that one thing is required. Like when today, when I took my music professionally, was a day when I have felt that I can do it. That was a day or a moment where we felt, no, we can actually do this. Now, pandemic again happened and then it got shut. And then, if
Second
you remember,
lockdown in the beginning of the year, yeah.
I was about to take a shop at Bandra, if you remember, sir. I
Yes.
asked you,
Yeah,
remember?
we discussed a couple of
Yeah. So that was the last phase of pandemic with that we were all going through. So my dad told me that don't take it right now and take a kitchen because probably as a father, like how you feel, okay, this won't be right to take go for it.
But a lot of people are doing that. Like I interviewed Kartikeya, and she's a chef who'd been in Taj and then 11 Madison and all that. So like great places like in New York, Spain. But she wants to run a taco and Mexican business. So she's running it out of a cloud kitchen. It's called
Yeah.
Tiki and Pastor. So it's people are doing different models and not the traditional restaurant model
Correct. I
necessarily.
think we followed the model that it was running that time, sir, while Corona, that was the kitchen model. But in my 7th month, what I feel is this, that we put immense amount of input and immense amount of your love, your dedication towards the kind of food you're doing.
Okay,
But
just to clarify, by
yeah.
7th month, you mean 7 month of the
In the
cloud
kitchen,
kitchen.
sir. In the
Cloud
kitchen.
kitchen.
But cloud
The
kitchen,
cloud
correct.
kitchen, which is near the lotus pump.
Yes, correct.
Yes,
But
yes.
our understanding towards is this, that this is not a sustainable model till the time you have a heavy, lofty cash on you to advertise it
Cash
well
flow.
on, yes, sir, on Zomato and Swiggy, because Zomato, Swiggy takes your 40% around from you, plus your around 8 to 10% from one when they
40%
book
per
you.
order.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes.
Wow.
That
Wow.
is
Wow.
very, very steep. And that is not kitchen industry till the time they are very, very loaded with their cash and to run it in that way. So I think, sir, in a month we are shifting. Basically, we want to take a shop. We always wanted to take a shop. So we are shutting this and we are taking a new shop because that was always my thing. And I'm
But where will the cooking happen? Because not all the cooking will happen in a shop, right? You'll still need
the
a
kitchen
base
model,
to kitchen.
we are going to just make a smaller menu. We are going to stick to the menu which we are hot selling
And which
items.
is working, which is
Correct.
working, yeah.
So because in that, in this 6 month, we wanted to just give ourselves to understand what is the best that is working with us and working
And
for
what is
us.
working with you? What is working with you
So
guys?
the best is the rolls, the kati rolls, the biryanis, and the chow mein, and our kosha mangcho, and the two gravies that we are just like our chaap and the risala. This
And
is
the
the
Chinese
identity.
stuff? Sorry, not the
Chow mein,
Chinese
yeah,
open noodles.
chow mein,
No, the
chow mein.
Lucknowi stuff. The Lucknowi stuff.
So Lucknowi sir, this is different. We were never on Zomato Swiggy. We are always doing Lucknowi chowk as our personal orders till now. From
So
the
it's that, so that is still going on.
Yes.
You know, I
that
will
we
give you
changed
a,
our menu, sir.
You know, I'll give you a bit of a context as a Bengali who's now been in
Yeah.
Bombay for 25 years, and of course, hopefully, non-Bengalis will also order from you. But
Yeah.
and I came in here as just, you know, I just started working. But as you know, I began to cook, and then we set up house and all that. I realized that a lot of the Bangla home khawar, including kosha or jhol, but not kosha in the bulk, which really brings out the thing, or the alu posto or the malai curry and all that, you know, one can make. But like, you know, a roll, for example, I can make it if someone gives me the paratha or the frozen ones. But you know, the risalas, the biryani. So in like, I think there would be a lot of people like that who does a home food at home,
Yeah.
and then you don't see the point of getting it from outside. And honestly, for me
Correct.
as well. But like,
Correct.
you know, even chops, cutlets. I mean, this is the
Yeah.
sort of thing which you.
Yeah.
So where
Yeah.
would you be taking up your shop? Have you decided or still scouting?
So we have actually our entire 6-7 months, Nirban and me, we have been like, you know, understanding the business, where to do,
And
where not
Nirban's
to
your
do.
Partner for guys who are
Yes, sir.
confused.
He's my
So
partner.
and Nirban is a guy, so therefore he's not in Pudukkasi. If he's around, he's welcome to say hi to us. But
yeah, I know. So he's like, he's. So I'll just put on the light because it's just.
Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
Yes.
there's no power cut or load shedding Kolkata style. I don't know if it still happens at once, as it did in the 80s. In fact, we used to call the Prime Minister, sorry, Chief Minister Ojothi Basu. But yeah. So Nirban is.
Yes,
yeah.
The location that we would. Are you asking me, sir? The
Ah.
what we are thinking is that Andheri, where we are currently right now, with our kind of food, there's lot of kind of competition which we
Yeah,
felt.
because this
And it's
Calcutta
too
Club,
much, and it's too many,
Angla,
forms. Yeah, too many Bengali food around. And then you have to actually compromise with your food, your taste, and with the
the
pricing,
pricing and
break
everything,
it.
yeah.
So
And
we
some
are
of them
thinking.
have been quite established, like Calcutta Club, you know, Hangla, this
Correct.
thing. There's also no
Correct.
Calcutta. So they're all, like, you know, quite established, like maybe almost
Correct.
7-8 years.
Yes. So
Yeah.
we are thinking, why not to go to places where Bengali food is wanted and it's not there. So our first options should be like, we are thinking of Thane. It will be a bit far from where we are right now. But then with the kind of orders that I get today also, a lot of Thane people that orders from me,
And
lot.
probably
And
rentals might also be
rentals
good.
are also like cheaper than where we are. In fact, you'll get a shop in the kitchen kind of rental that we are paying right now. So I think that is the kind of place where you're looking at where our food is wanted and there's not too much of eateries there. That is what we have thought.
Well, that's
of,
interesting. Like in terms of how you're seeing it, because like when you said 7-8 months back, when you're looking, I mean, the normal thing is like, let's do something in Bandra and that's where they're saying. But actually a business is also about doing a cost benefit analysis and then seeing, you know, but only my worry is that, you know, if the roles come from Thane to Bandra, they'll become a bit, you know, ice cold, but we'll figure out something. Now, you also had to go through one challenge, which was midway you had to change your brand name. So you were Bangali Babu, right? And you know, then
yes,
you had to do
actually,
to Habu Dubu.
Correct.
So how did you sort of tackle that, and you know, why did it happen?
We basically we were not getting a trademark, sir, for the name for Bangali Babu.
Because someone else had it, or is it because it was a adjective, or you know, because trademark laws work various ways.
Yeah, so there was a lot of other also application given, two, three, not really many. But as for the lawyers that we spoke to, then when we were talking, they were saying anything that has name with region or regional nowadays doesn't get a trademark. Like, let's say me Marathi or maybe Bengali or Bangali. So that was the issue. So then we felt, why not to do something more exciting that gave us another opportunity to just
Bangali Babu is
redefine
a bit
ourselves.
staid. Bangali Babu, for non-Bengali audiences, Babu Moshai, like Mr. Batson and Anand. But Habudubu is, like you said, I mean, it's not a new word or something, but there's a certain playfulness to it, a certain childlike feeling to it. So who came up with the idea of Habudubu? Like Habudubu is like, you're sinking and you're trying to, so I mean, not sinking in a bad way, but
I, you know what
everything
Habudubu
is,
is? As you said that Habudubu is very playful and it's like a very kind of feeling when if you know when
Overwhelmed and
Bangali girl and boy they used to be in love, then they used to sing a Preme Habudubu
Ah, yes, madly in love. Yeah,
Remember?
and of course, yes,
So,
of course, prema was a
yeah.
good word. The slang was chalk. I don't know, do people
Yeah.
still say chalk? What say? Do or people still say that, or is it like
I'm
old
sure
slang?
they say, sir.
No, because slang
Hardcore
changes. I'm
Bengalis
talking
still say.
Chakotse was like in the 90s and 80s, so
Chakotse
yeah, but Preme Habudubu,
too.
like madly in love,
Yes, that was our thing. That like madly in love, like getting immersed. That was me and Nirvan and me. That's nobody else. Both of us, we
So you
brainstormed.
guys
We
are
had
madly in
lot of
love, and
options.
you want people to fall madly in love with each other.
Madly in love. Correct.
Okay, now
Correct.
I'm going to do some unveiling or unboxing, and then I'm going to ask you about it. So
Okay.
this is your new venture, and I've not opened it,
Yes.
so I'm going to do it now. There was some yeah. So this is, oh, there's more. Okay. So what do I see here? It it
Is it
it's
bomb?
not
I know.
it looks like a poi to me, like a Goan poi, and which has been grilled,
Yeah.
because and let me see if the other thing is anything different, and then I'm going to ask you about it, because we've been talking of rolls and the chow mein at dokane, chow mein roller dokane, chow mein, and
Correct.
suddenly we've got Goan poi, and we were talking of how much you like Lucknow food. So you've got Goan poi. Yeah, I'm not going to. So actually, I've kept a sandwich board, so it won't follow my laptop. So now tell me about this. How many things are you guys doing here? Won't you be Habudubu in so many businesses?
We are
And
getting
I'm going to ask
Habudubu
you the question. I'm asking you the question so that I can eat, while you're talking. Yeah,
Yes.
this is
So, you know what?
the cheese and mutton thing, the crispy mutton one, or is this the
Yes, I think the crispy mutton one. Correct. And I, the other one is the raw egg omelette.
Not Bengali at all. So tell me about it. আমি যখন খাই আমি খাচ্ছি, তোমার কথা বলো। তো টেল মি অ্যাবাউট দিস, ইটস কল্ড
Yeah,
বিটি।
so
তো বিটি ইজ হোয়াট? বৌবাজার টামটামের
which one, sir? The
I shouldn't talk in a mouthful, but is BT something like Bowbazar Trump, Bowbazar
Oh,
cake
yes,
or something else?
it's like the short form of daily toasty. It's so basically, sir, the
Oh,
morning
daily toasty,
instantly,
BT.
yeah, daily toasty. So
Wow.
generally, mom, breakfast, Nirban and me, we both love sandwiches. We at times have sandwiches for dinner also. We can like eat
My
sandwiches.
wife does that, but I just can't get the idea of sandwiches with her.
Yeah.
There's a raw omelette, and it's got the coconutty feel.
Yeah. So we both love sandwiches, and we wanted to do something very quick and very which can go fast and which can be healthy also. You can just make sure that you don't give flour, maybe just try and use better bread, or maybe you can just make sure just try different kind of cuisine like Goan spice, or maybe like a mutton kasha. Like my plan is to make it like a mutton kasha poi, or maybe a
And
Vrindavan
poi is
poi.
interesting, because people have done this with, say, paos, like Rohan and
Correct.
Paka Pao. He's done, the pao thing. But I mean, I know some people who are doing pois, like James Miranda was also Goan as a part of his thing. jazzy gym, but not consistently, like this stuffed poi. And also, it's very difficult to get poi in Mumbai. So, I mean, you know, versus in Goa, and people really pack the poi's. So, have these poi's come from Goa?
No, no, no. This is coming from one of our bakeries that is very, I think everybody knows in Bombay, that's called Fresco Bakeries. I have been taking their...
And guys, the mutton is so tender. Sorry. You talk.
You like it, sir?
And I'm eating it cold.
Please have it.
No, it's a thanda because I didn't...
Oh, I know. You just had to... That's what would have been really good if I just had... Hot.
No, but I wanted to do the unveiling here because I'm trying to get, you know, increase the viewer count. So I thought that like an influencer... But unlike an influencer, I forgot to do like a little dance and all that. I started eating. Hopeless.
That's okay. Who does that? So these guys, sir, these Fresco guys, they're very consistent with the... I eat a lot of their bread, which I generally like. So they the kind of wheat they use and the kind of stuff they use, which I really like. I spoke to them like 1 year back when I was doing my bake, this thing at Barbank. They used to give their breads to me when I used to make their this pav bhajis and all. There, sir, I used to make like Sunday.
So the pav is very, the poi, not pav. Poi is also, I mean, pretty soft over here. So it must be like maida and stuff, right?
No, it is. It has no maida, sir. It has wheat bran and wheat. It has no maida. It has
and
bran.
What wheat? Please?
Khapli.
Ah, so khapli. In fact, the first
and
time I had khapli.
Is there. So that it becomes,
I mean, yeast is not the grain.
Yeah.
The first time I heard of khapli and had it, and which is a bit strange given it's a local thing.
Yeah, and khapli.
But is at the Suzette Bakery, and the, you know, the French chef over there was saying that he's using khapli for the bread, and it was so good. And then my dietitian Ria says that khapli is nice. Yeah. You know, from a blood sugar point of view.
Correct.
You know, I mean, of course, depends on your levels. So, our cook, Banu, who comes in the afternoon and evening, so she often makes khapli rotis and we source our khapli from Kokan Bazaar. And the good thing about khapli versus, you know, jawar or bajra is that jawar and bajra you have to eat immediately. You can't eat cold jawar rotis. But a khapli is very soft, like it's thick and soft.
Yeah.
So if she thick makes it soft. At, say, 5 o'clock, I can have it at 9:30, 10, just heat it a bit in the tawa. Correct. So it's actually, I don't know why more people don't use it. So,
In fact, it has much, if you see that the taste is so, it has that grainy little texture to it, which is really nice where you feel.
Yeah, because Goan poi also has like husk on top and stuff.
Correct. That's how
so,
I
feel. But you still haven't told me that you've sort of decided that you're going to do roll, koshamangsho, chow, you know, the ones which are selling. How, like, suddenly, like, you know, daily toasty? How did that happen?
As I told you, so you know, first Nirvan and me, when before the Bangali Babu and anything happened, we both love Cuban sandwiches. So we used to, we used to get pork and just make sandwiches for ourselves. It used to go wrong. Things, you know, at times it never used to happen at the right way, the way we used to. But both of us, as I told you, love sandwiches. That's our, we got a little bit right now with like Habu Dubu. We have time where I can invest a bit time on something else.
Because Habu Dubu is like maybe like settled down a bit.
It's a little smoother now. Now I have like around 4 helps with me who Nirvan and me have trained. They're all from Bombay. None of them are from Calcutta because that is where we were having issue.
That people, you get them over, keep them in a house, then they'll leave. Yeah.
And then they have to
And the Calcutta work attitude, like, you know.
The work attitude, work here.
Like, if someone calls me in the afternoon or tries to fix a thing, I'm napping then, so I don't even take calls.
Literally,
that's the Bangali attitude, you know.
Sleep. They used to tell me, ke, ami ekon ghumote jacchi, I'm sleeping.
Absolutely. And since the editor of my the book I'm working on, The Diary of a Cat, that she's Bangali. So I once told her that, you know, there was a meeting. I said, I'll just snap a bit and she understood.
I think, sir, the entire journey, both Nirvan and me, we have understood so much about how what to do and what not to do that right now we are on a much more better space to actually think about what works and what doesn't and what price points. So we are still at our right now like we wanted to do something which is really fast. Like this is very fast for us. You can just make your meat, you can do this, you can really sell this, and you can actually make it very, very tasty as per your like, as per as how you like your meat to be.
So so you will now be running three lines.
Correct.
Habu Dabu, Lucknowi Kitchen, which you're going to run more at a personal level, not that, not scale commercial. And then DT, Daily Toasty. So, and of course, we've spoken earlier about how through music, you've learned about diversification. But, you know, a lot of these dishes which you do, I mean, the rolls, you know, chow, you can still heat in a korai again. But this, I mean, it's very tasty, even thanda, because, you know, I got it a while back.
Yeah.
And later I'm going to heat it and eat it also. But it's very nice.
Thank you.
You know, with the sauces going in and stuff, you don't mind it. Like, it's something you can, you know, take with you if you're going on a drive and, you know, instead of stopping on a McDonald's, you can have this.
Less filling. Like, for me, I eat generally.
And you're always worried about the bun. That acha, maida, you know, it's...
Correct.
So you're then looking at... So my point was that that would limit you a bit in terms of a geographical radius, right? In Mumbai, also traffic and stuff. Because, when you're in Thane or right now in Andheri West, is it more the local catchment? Because only, say, Kosamangsho or the gravies the chow that can travel.
So we are going to just, you know, we are going to not operate from this kitchen anymore.
No, but then you'll be going to Thane.
Correct.
Because that's on the continent.
Yeah, because now we cannot go to, you know, Thane and operate from here. So we
But then your catchment area will be Thane then.
Sorry, sir?
So then your catchment area of your customers will be Thane.
Yeah, correct. So right now...
So do you think that in Thane, have you done a bit of research to see, in Bengali, you said that there's a lot of Bengalis.
Yes,
but do you think
sir.
Your sandwich, there's a demand for there?
So first we are going to start. So this would be like from our home to begin with, the sandwiches.
The sandwiches, okay.
Yeah, like how we started our Bangali Babu or Habu Dubu. It will be the similar process where we are going to start with the same thing as per home. Because right now with my 2.5 years of experience, we have sufficient amount of my own clientele base and my customers.
Yes.
So I'm going to start it from my home and not go towards making a shop. Right now, the shop that will happen, it is just for Habu Dubu with the smallest.
Okay, I love that because, the clarity in your mind that you're doing two, three different things. And let's not forget that her main thing is music. So you're doing music and food. And if I was doing a flow chart, once, you know, the show has more budget, then I can do those Hasan Minhas sort of shows. But then there's food, music, food, Bengali, Lucknowi, and modern Goan. So that's great. This journey of 2.5 years, is there anything you'd like to share with, you know, young people like you who have a passion in food, wants to do something in that, but maybe, they don't have the training. So any learning you want to share? Because, you know, when you reach out to, people who are of a certain this thing, they will give tips. But, like if I give a tip on blogging after being in it for 15 years, it might not be that relevant to someone who's looking at being an influencer and getting a lot of followers. So, I mean, they would want to know it from someone like that. Yeah.
I think, sir, for me, what went right was that I really, really followed what my heart wanted. Like, I felt at times I was doing so many things where everybody was like, why are you doing this or why are you doing that? But I think to just go and see ourselves that what we are best at, we need to give ourselves whatever we are good at, just to give it all and just to see what we can really do. Mm. When it comes to food, that my own personal thing, I would say that we need to strategize. I started as a beginner, like how I started as a music when it comes to food.
Yeah.
It's very, very helpful when you actually do a small menu, strategize it, and know what works best. But
sometimes it takes time. Like you said, that your 6-7 months of experience then told you. So I guess you try things, then you see it's working.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So then people should not be afraid of
Not
trying
at all.
something.
Not at all. I think I'm trying every day. You have seen me, sir.
Yes, yes. No, and
yeah.
different things. So I remember there was a thala which you sent quite some time back. And you told me this is your grandmom's recipe and this is Dadu's. And very different,
yeah.
but very home-like.
Yes.
The chotcheries and mang shows. Then you've sent more biyebari sort of stuff, which are like, more reyaji. So it's like oil and spice.
Yes.
Yummy to taste. And, but it's not something you can eat every day. Then the chow mein, like when, my friend and I tried it, it reminded us of Tasty in College Street and the rolls. And now you're doing poi sandwiches, but you've also got a bit of a, consciousness of giving your customers, like, the khapli thing is such a great idea. I've not seen anyone try it. I mean, they do multigrain buns and all that. So that's fabulous.
I hope the new thing also works and you have to.
I'm sure it will. But I if there's more, because I think I'll keep ordering. And it's so tender. The because when you said crispy mutton, then I was thinking, okay, there's going to be other chop cutlet, Kobiraji and from Nandini. I mean, not the chop cutlet because we've not done that. No, it's perfect.
And I think it's very wholesome. So I think something like this. Now I like my sandwiches to have whatever meat I'm having, but a lot of veggies. I love veggies. So
my dietitian, you must send her stuff. It's a birthday tomorrow. So she's told me that you have to have with every meal vegetables.
Correct.
So today we are going to have we are having liver tonight, Kaleji. But with that there'll be some badakopi.
That's
style, and
veggies
and
are like has to be on the plate, whatever how much of meat we have, because I'm a pro mutton lover. I don't eat any other meat than mutton. That's what my meat is. So.
Mutton is the best. Yes.
Yeah, I have to work out harder. I have to work out every like 3-4 days, but I can't give mutton. So I'm like, okay, I will. Yeah.
I should get inspired by you and do some workouts. My workout is to go to the corner, feed the cats.
Yeah, a little bit of yoga also works. 5-10 minutes of that yoga also works.
And yoga nidra. I mean, I've been doing. No, I mean, I mean it seriously. Okay, so from a from a business point of view, people can reach Habudubu by looking at it at Swiggy, Zomato. The Lucknow thing, they have to reach out to you directly. Is DT on Swiggy, Zomato now?
Yes, just directly. DT
is also there. Now, for people who might watch this and might want to try a food or do bulk party orders, do you do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Because your stuff can be. So how do they reach you? Do they DM you on Instagram? Because you have a personal profile, which is a closed profile.
They can just DM me on the Habudubu profile.
And you handle it. So you more or less see who's... Okay, that's great.
I think, sir, you have suggested us to some other. I had to thank you again. We probably will be doing another gig, which is in some rock festival in Bombay. In South Bombay. So they called us today. Only
is it that Independence Rock? Is it the Independence Rock?
I think
festival, because that's a very, very big rock festival.
Yeah.
Like
so
Independence Rock
one,
was, well, yeah, it was huge. I think Uday Benegal used to drive it. Even in Kolkata, we'd heard of it. And for many years, that stopped. But I know that last year they came back, and they were so that's like, that's like kids to say big shit. I don't know why I'm doing this, but Okay, so great. But talking of rock and all of that, traditionally when you're interviewing someone who sings, you ask them to sing one or two lines.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Lead, the Bisham Sani or the lady who did Gul Khile Kulshan Kulshan. So sing anything for us, like a couple of lines. Or
So like a fun song or like a serious song?
Fun. Bikele Adda now should be.
Okay.
Like a Mitro Cafe type of song, with your friends. No dukher songs.
No dukher songs. Gajra mohabbat wala akhiyon mein aisa dala gajre ne le li meri jaan haire mein teri qurbaan दुनिया है मेरे पीछे लेकिन मैं तेरे पीछे, दुनिया है मेरे पीछे लेकिन मैं तेरे पीछे, अपना बना ले अपना बना ले मेरी जान, हाय रे मैं तेरी कुर्बान, हाय
वाह
रे
दैट्स
मैं तेरी कुर्बान।
वाह दैट वाज फैबुलस एंड एंड ऑब्वियसली शी इज नॉट इन द डिप सिंक एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट सो आई डोंट नो दुनिया मेरे पीछे है कि नहीं बट मैं तो इसके पीछे हूँ बट इट्स बीन लवली चैटिंग विद यू एंड ओनली रीजन व्हाई आई एम गोना एंड दिस पॉडकास्ट इज दैट आई थिंक आई हैव ईटन ऑन कैमरा इनफ एंड
Yes,
सो
and
दिस
I'm going to see you on JioSaav.
I'm coming on Saturday. What time do you start? Do you know Saav?
We start from around 12, 1
Oh
o'clock.
yeah. So the, I'm going for a sort of lunch come even thing. So after that, I'll definitely drop down. So folks, that's Nandini Deb. She and Nirban run Habu Dubu. She and they run Daily Toasty. They run Lucknow Kitchen. She sings as well, and we've seen that. Yeah. So okay. Bye. I'm going to eat this.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. You have a